the child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Uh-huh. Anything else it say?
Scary.
Huh?
Scared.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you say I'm scared?
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid it'd be more, I would say I'm scared, but
uh-huh.
I'm scary, I think they would say, too.
Uh-huh. You say, well, I don't see why she's scared now.
She shouldn't be, or she wasn't scared yesterday.
Uh-huh. Or using the expression used to be, you say.
Used to be.
I don't see why she's scared now. She
didn't used to be.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door. He's mighty
stupid.
With his money, he's too
careless. You want to stop it? Yeah, we'll take him out back out the house. Don't go back to my room.
I told
Nancy
not to go back there. Mama, I have to go.
Say someone's real sure she's alive in there.
To the back bedroom?
She went into that room perhaps. Someone's real sure of his own ways and makes up his mind and won't listen to anyone else. And you argue with him, he won't ever admit he's wrong. You say that he's too
hard-headed?
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Say that he's, or you better not tease him about that on that subject. He's still awfully
upset,
or awfully
touchy.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
touchy.
Or all of a sudden he got really
mad.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them they're just
cool it,
or just keep
calm.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
busy.
Or after you had worked.
Tired.
Any other expressions? Or I'm just completely
worn out.
And if someone had been well and then suddenly you hear they got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they
got sick?
Okay.
That's what I said. And when did they get sick?
Does got sick sound funny to you?
Well, I didn't know she had gotten sick. Or when did she get sick?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And if someone went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you say, well, yesterday you went out in the rain and he...
Exposed. Got exposed.
And
caught a cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he was
hoarse.
And if you did that, you have a
cough.
And he said, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
odd.
Any other expression?
Queer.
How do you use the word queer?
I don't use it because it makes people think you mean homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Queer.
When you were growing up, did the word queer mean homosexual then?
Yeah. I've never used it as odd before.
And if you had gotten someone some medicine, you go in, you might ask, well, why haven't you... The medicine's still by their bed. You'd say, why haven't...
Taken your medicine.
And they might say, well, I already...
Took it.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say that he's...
Deaf.
Well, he knows something's in his tank.
I wouldn't say I already took it. I was just going to see what I thought. I was thinking that was what you wanted to hear, but I would say I've already taken it. Is this what you need to hear, what I would say, or what the expressions?
Just what you would say.
I would say I've already taken it, but...
Uh-huh.